Highway 399 was closed Monday at Park East, and most of that was just due to the sand covering the road. We will let you know if it's reopened today.
Similar concerns for Johnson Beach Road and for Fort Pickens Road. I think I know which ones of these are now open and which ones are not open, but I want to check with the best source I have available to me, which is Janice Gilley. She is the county administrator for Escambia County. That is her voice you heard yesterday on the town hall with a coffee with the commissioner for Jeff Bergosh. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. So I think the report that I heard on Channel 3 was that Johnson Beach and also 399 between Navarre and Pensacola Beach are open, but Fort Pickens is still closed, Fort Pickens Road. Do you know, is that what your mm-hmm. experience was?
I have not been told that they were still closed, so I would assume that they were opened. I was out at the beach last night, and I did notice that like the parking areas and the areas where there had been a lot of sand accumulated had already been cleared. So I've not been told that they were still closed.
All right, very good. Out at the beach, that's far from your home. Any particular? I mean, you live way up in the north, right? So
I do. Yeah, my husband and I actually had an opportunity to visit with some friends that were in from out of town, and so it was wonderful.
Oh, man.
We actually got to be real people last night and have a life.
That sounds wonderful. It is so, you get so accustomed to being hunkered down and, you know, enclosed, and then the idea of just going out to do a dinner or something like that. That sounds absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the big news yesterday, to my mind anyway, the big news yesterday was about the Blue Angels show, the Summer Beach show. I know I've read the press release. I know what it says. You, I assume, have been involved in this discussion mm-hmm. and figuring out what to do. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so interestingly, when this came up a couple weeks ago, whether or not we could even have the show, one of the things I did was I did reach out to the governor's office, and I kind of took the approach of, you know, this is an important project for Pensacola. It's a healing opportunity for us from the standpoint of, you know, we had the NAS shooting last year, and then we've had the COVID. And so it was really important to me and a lot of folks that we were talking with, Commissioner Bender and others, and the Island Authority, to make sure that we have this opportunity to continue to heal as a community. And I think there's nothing more healing for us than to have something of normalcy that we're used to, like the Blue Angels Air Show. Now, that being said, one of the things that we wanted to ensure was that we could find a way to adapt the show so that we could practice social distancing. And so one of the things that I think has been great in terms of the conversations that have been held with the Navy and the Blue Angels is to find a way to spread the show out so that folks don't feel like they all have to congregate at Casino Beach. And I think I think you're going to get a lot more details from the Navy and the Island Authority on June 26th. But, you know, one of the approaches I took was, you know, when I do have frequent conversations with the governor's office, and I just kind of share with them, you know, how Escambia County is healing and what we're doing, one of the things I shared with them was we're going to have an air show. And so it was more of a, I'm not really asking for permission. I'm just telling you we're going to try our best to figure out how to do this within your guidelines.
Right.
And, and it worked out. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity for our community to, like I said, continue to heal. But also practice the social distancing. I mean, as you know, CNN was on the beach a couple of weeks ago, just looking at comparing the way we were handling our beach activities to some of the other beaches around the state. And I was really proud of the way our community, has responded. So we're looking, I know they'll respond to this as well.
I love
spreading
it
out over 4 days and spreading it from, you know, the end of Park East all the way to Perdido Key, I think is going to be very good.
I love that attitude of we're not even really looking for permission or even forgiveness after the fact. And by the way, you don't want to be the governor who said no to the Blue Angels show in the panhandle. I think that's probably a bad move, so that's good too. So you mentioned it just a moment ago, but the more details here that we can get would be helpful. The 4 days, I assume that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is that the current plan,
mm-hmm.
or is it Thursday through Sunday? And then
I believe it's, yeah. Yes.
So Thursday through Sunday or Wednesday through Saturday? Do we know yet?
It's the 8th through the 10th is what I understand, but okay. I have not seen that in writing. Okay. That was just a conversation.
And then you said spread out across the whole beach, including Perdido. Is the plan to do 4 days of kind of the same thing, but without a center point? So it's going to be, you know, you're going to get a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, all across the area. Is that kind of your understanding of it?
Yes. Now, I have not specifically spoken with the Blue Angels, so uh-huh. that would be, you know, their call as sure. to how they create a show like that. But I just think it's very telling of how our community works so well together in the fact that, you know, when I think this idea was brought to them, they started immediately thinking how they could, you know, accomplish the show and provide flexibility so that we could do this. And that's just, you know, I think very indicative of the way Pensacola and our Escambia County works as a community, not only together, but also with the military.
Very good. And I'm particularly interested in the details because, of course, we do a broadcast every year from the show. And my theorizing on the air had been if they don't have a center point, that means they probably don't have narration. That means they probably don't do the regular show. We know they haven't been practicing over Sherman Field. They've been doing some practicing out in the Gulf, it looks like. But, you know, I'm trying to get I love that we're going to have something. I am totally with you. That is a great form of healing. But I'm just kind of, you know, trying to get a fix on what it's going to look like exactly. And I know a lot of that stuff is not, you know, you've been making sure that something happens, not so much making sure that, you know the details of how the air show turns out. So
well, it could be that your job is extra complicated because you have to say, now if you're in Perdido Key, you're seeing this. if you're in the middle of Pensacola Beach, you're seeing this.
So
you may have to do like those car dealerships, and at the end of the commercial we have to talk really fast about what everybody's seeing.
Well, I'll say this, trust me, you don't want me doing play-by-play for the Blue Angels or for the air
show.
Okay. That's not my skill set, but yeah, something. And that's just kind of what we're trying to figure out. The other big news that came out yesterday was an ongoing challenge. You have been asking many, many times and talking about this issue of COVID-19 funding coming from the federal government to the state and coming directly to big counties. We did not qualify as a big county, so we've been waiting. Where do we stand with this money?
Yeah, so I'm very thankful that the governor's office and the Department of Emergency Management are going to help the communities that were in the gap, that were not able to receive that direct federal funding. There are a lot of guidelines for how that funding can be used. So, of course, as with anything, and it shouldn't be a blank check, it is an opportunity for us to recoup some costs, also make some improvements that help our community should this pandemic return full on. I mean, as we know, we are still having folks test positive, so it hasn't dissipated, but we want to make sure that we have an opportunity if we need to make improvements or, like I said, to recoup some costs that we've already experienced from the pandemic this past spring. You know, it's very difficult to sit and think of all the scenarios in which you could, get the funding. But on the other hand, it's something that we're going to have to do because this isn't going away. And while we may not be dealing with it right now, we may be dealing with it again in the fall and then again next spring. And this funding's only available from March 1st of this year until December. And so we're putting our pencil to paper and trying to find out all the different things that could, you know, protect the community, but also make sure that we are not in a huge deficit in terms of the expenses that we've had, you know, for our local taxpayers.
And this is, do I read right, it's 25% has been made available, not the full amount, and it's kind of, there, as you say, there are some limitations and there's some concern that if we spend it on stuff that doesn't fall within the parameters, there might be clawback provisions, if I have
yeah.
all that right. And then, but do we have at this point even a rough idea of where we might start with using this money, or is that still, like you say, we're in the just too early to know yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I met with some of our budget team yesterday and started talking about putting the list together of the things. So, for example, we had a lot of, you know, issues in our facilities department where they were either working overtime to clean offices, somebody said, oh, goodness, somebody's tested positive, and they, you know, ran over to the courthouse at midnight one night and cleaned some offices. And so, you know, there are things like that. There's also our EMS. There were issues where we ran, I believe the number that I was given was about 900 COVID calls. And what happened is, you know, with the pre-screening questions, calls that would have maybe not normally been coded COVID were now coded COVID. And so there was a difference in the what we would normally bill and what we could bill. And so there, you know, there are those kind of deficits that we're going to be looking at. So there are all kinds of things. And I'll give an example, like all of our library staff that was out, you know, handling the feeding, the very successful feedings that they've done. And as you know, they were recognized for that. You know, those are the kind of things that we're going to look at. But there's also things like thermal imaging. You know, the courthouse has put in thermal imaging devices, or is putting in thermal imaging devices, so that because they have so much traffic from the outside into the courthouse. So, you know, those are the kind of things. The other things are like technology, where a lot of folks were working from home in different organizations. And so there were technological advances that had to be managed. So, and then also from the county's perspective, you know, we've had to modify or are going to modify some of our large conference room areas so that we can make sure that we can have a lot of employees socially distanced properly in there for group meetings versus bringing them all, you know, to another location. But we are going to do our best to make sure that the things that we do absolutely benefit the general public here, but also make it where we don't have tax issues or deficit issues with our budget.
Which are big things, obviously, and we've talked about that before, absolutely. And by the way, yeah, extra kudos to Todd Humble and the library staff for pulling that feeding program together. That was amazing and impressive, and, you know, I mean, just it's wonderful. It's very Escambia is the way I like to think of it. Janice Gilley, she is the Escambia County Administrator. Thank you so much for the time, Janice. We'll talk to you again soon.
Y'all have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there.